Today, everyone's good roots and Bodhi shoots have sprouted. To take refuge with the Triple Jewel is to be born with your eyes open. Don't go down the wrong road. What is meant by being born with your eyes open? It means you open your eyes and you become a person again. You must find the right path. You must recognize clearly, why am I taking refuge? Why do I want to take refuge with the Triple Jewel? This is an important moment. Don't let it be that you just take refuge because others are taking refuge, or you bow to the Buddha just because others are bowing to the Buddha. Just exactly what is taking refuge with the Triple Jewel? I don't know. What is bowing to the Buddha all about? I don't know. Many who don't know come to take refuge. Isn't that just blindly cultivating and blindly practicing? Isn't that just following blindly? You should open your eyes, recognize the road clearly, and courageously go straight down that path without retreating. Now it's the Dharma ending age. What is meant by the end of the Dharma? It means that the Buddha Dharma is on the decline. The Dharma has already come to its end. It's soon to disappear entirely. It means the Buddha Dharma is already in its autumn. Autumn represents that the sun is about to set, and the road ahead is already dim. There's not much hope. But it's right at this time that we must bring forth our vigor and courage to move forward and rush down that path so that we can reach our destination. That's the general meaning of taking refuge with the Triple Jewel. Today, there are many people with deep good roots who are taking refuge with the Triple Jewel. Some are transformation bodies of bodhisattvas who've come to take refuge. Some are transformation bodies of gods, dragons, and others in the Eightfold Division who have come to take refuge. Some are human beings who have come to take refuge. And there are even ghosts and spirits who have come to take refuge. So this could be said to be the first time that the three refuges have been transmitted at the city of the Dharma realm. The ceremony for taking refuge is particularly magnificent. The heavenly Dharma protectors, the gods, dragons, and others of the Eightfold Division of ghosts and spirits are filling up the space around us. They've come to protect this way place. So whatever wishes any of you are making about the future will be completely known by all of these Dharma protectors and good spirits. Each of you should urge yourself on. I have a little vow, which is that whoever takes refuge with me or doesn't take refuge with me, whoever believes in the Buddha or believes in other religions, as long as they have not become Buddhas, I will wait for them. So you should go forward with courageous vigor and not be lazy. Don't steal off to take it easy. Don't be fond of leisure and dislike toil. You must change your bad habits to good ones. Change your faults and renew yourself. Go forward on the path to Bodhi with courage and vigor. Don't make me wait for all of you too long. Because if I have to wait too long, maybe I won't have the energy to keep waiting. Each of you should just be like the general who never dismounts, who just keeps going forward. The golden knife shaves away afflictions as many as hairs. The wisdom sword cuts through the roots of ignorance. Today you manifest the appearances of those worthy of offerings, and in the future you will be those who propagate the Dharma. Nan shi dian du mandola batoye soho. Congratulations to all of you who have just left the home life. Urge yourselves on to be pillars of Buddhism. Don't be like ordinary left-home people. The future of Buddhism is in your hands. You must carry on the mission of the Thus Come One. Rare that people of such an advanced age can leave the home life. In Taiwan, if a person is over 60, no one will accept them. But here, I accept even those who are over 90. You who are leaving home at such an elderly age should do something for Buddhism. Contribute your strength and abilities. The Dharma assemblies for taking refuge and the transmission of precepts I saw that everyone is so enthusiastic. That shows that the people in this place have good roots. I'm very happy, and everyone is probably happy too. I don't have any other things to say, just that as long as we don't contend, we're not greedy, we don't seek, we're not selfish, and we don't pursue personal profit, and we don't tell lies. If we can remember these six principles, then we won't be bad people. If we can be good people, then that is enough. If each person is a good person, then this world won't get worse day by day. It won't be that the situation in the world gets worse day by day, and that people's hearts fail to follow the ancient ways. Therefore, we people shouldn't be too extravagant. We should be more moderate. We shouldn't be so frivolous. We ought to be honest and true. When we recite the Buddha's name, we should do it honestly. When we work, we should work honestly. At all times and in all places, we should be honest and true. Don't be naughty. Don't look for opportunities and shortcuts. I hope everyone will progress along this path and truly learn the Buddha Dharma. Today, it is already late, so I will not say more. Just wish everyone a Happy New Year. The Chinese say 新年快乐. So don't worry, don't get afflicted. That's the best way to be.